From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. In the next race for Florida governor, it's highly likely that Republican Governor Rick Scott will be going up against former Republican Governor Charlie Crist, who's now a Democrat. Based on recent presidential votes in Florida, Crist may think he'll get the lion's share of Florida's Hispanic vote. But Governor Scott is working hard to get the attention of that growing voting bloc. Meanwhile, Democrats are working to get more Hispanics to the polls in this off-year election. But PolitiFact Florida says some Florida Democrats may be overestimating the Hispanic vote. PolitiFact's Josh Gillen talked about what they found with Craig Kopp from our sister station, WUSF, in Tampa.
Miami-Dade Democratic Chair Annette Tadeo Goldstein told Ed Schultz on MSNBC recently that the reason Hispanics are getting so much attention in the Florida governor's race is that their numbers are growing.
Well, now the Hispanics in Florida account for 1 in 4 of every resident in Florida. It is actually the largest in the country when it comes to the percentages. Over 20% of the electorate is Hispanic.
Is that true? Is over 20% of the electorate in Florida now Hispanic? PolitiFact, check that out. And PolitiFact's Josh Gillen is here to tell us what they found. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Craig.
So, Josh, what did PolitiFact find out about the number of Hispanic voters in Florida?
Well, we rated her statement half true. Now, a lot of the numbers she was using, the 1 in 4 of every resident, that turns out to be the case. It's about 23% of the state's residents. Now, the problem is, as far as registered voters are concerned, that's a little trickier. And what we found out is that the state says little less than 14% of the state's registered voters were Hispanic as of October 2012. And that's gone up to a little over 14 since the end of 2013. We talked to Tadeo Goldstein about this, and she said, oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't mean to say electorate. I meant to say residents. So we rated the whole statement half true.
Josh, Florida's Hispanic U.S. Senator Marco Rubio got a lot of people's attention recently when he made an assessment of the Edward Snowden NSA leaks. Rubio pulled no punches, saying that the Snowden leaks were the single most damaging revelation of American secrets in our history. Now, Josh, how can you fact check something like that?
Well, you really can't, especially when you consider the number of cases of espionage in American history are, you know, practically uncountable. I mean, it's espionage. You can't really track all of it. We talked to a lot of experts about how you define damaging, what cases could have been worse. A lot of the experts we talked to decided that, you know, it depends on whether or not someone died because of the information that was given out. Aldrich Ames, from 1985 to 1994, he worked for the CIA and was giving secrets to the Soviets about moles and double agents all across the system, and that certainly ended up with some people being killed. Robert Hansen, he was an FBI analyst who sold secrets about communications and FBI moles to the Soviets. They even made a movie about it. The fun part of that was the tagline was the true story of the greatest security breach in U.S. history. But if you want to talk about greater cases, the Rosenbergs, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, sold secrets about the atomic bomb to the Soviets and were executed for it in the 50s.
Was there an overall verdict then on Marco Rubio's statement?
Almost to a person. We had a few people who didn't quite agree with it, but they all said it was a very sensible statement. It's plausible. And part of the reason it's plausible is that because of the senator's security clearance, he's privy to information that the public does not know. And because it happened so recently, the Snowden case, especially with the volume of information that was released, it's entirely possible we won't know for years what happened.
That was PolitiFact Florida's Josh Gillen chatting with WUSF's Craig Kopp. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatteo.